back last time. The issue came up, what about Eidim and Sira and Ksuba? Eidim and Sira and Ksuba. You don't need it. Why not? Let's turn to the Gemara and Tzadi Dal that we had seen. That's the most I can get to of except the Ksubas, a very world-famous Machlokes. I'm not sure if any of you read the beautiful English paper by Vlad Shalita that I gave to Dover last week. He makes reference to this. And there's a Machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Meir, which you must know from Gittin, that's famous, world-famous, the last line of Tzadi Dal Malach, Rabbi Meir says, Eidi Chasimo Karsi, which means that the essence of every shtar, we're talking about shtar Kenya now, is its Eidi Chasimo. Let's look at Gittin Dal Gimel. Eidi Chasimo Karsi. That's a very important thing. So, who argued with him? Famously, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, and I have Tzadi Dal written on top line, Eidi Mesira Karsi. So, Rashi on top of Tzadi Dal says, Afa Pisha Eim Lav Eidim, Elish Nostu Lefne Eidim, the Golem and the Chosim and Shabodim. That's what the Gemara Gittin Dal Gimel Mevayz. Of course, in bigger Bachlokes, higher stakes is a get has nothing inside on it, just Eidim Mesira. According to Abelazah, the get is kosh. According to Rabbi Meir, the get is possible. And when it says, because of law, what does it mean? Does it mean the chsima? Does it mean the ksiva? Quanta Belaza means the ksiva. Quanta Meir means the chsima. But the shema, those in the Gittin know what I'm talking about. Anyway, so what about the ksuba? So my black writes so beautifully in this piece. Ksuba Eidim Mesira, it makes no sense. Why? Because in Achlokes, between Rabbi Meir, Abelazah is by Shtare Kenyan. What does it take to effect the transaction of a shtar, be it marriage, be it divorce, be it sale, be it gift? What does it take? What does it take? According to Rabbi Meir, it takes Eidim Chasim, without it doesn't do anything. According to Rabbi Elazar, no. Eidim Mesir. On a simple level, according to Rabbi Meir, if Eidim Chasim, you don't need Eidim Mesir. According to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Mesir, and Eidim Chasim. Pashim Shah. So, that's shtar Kenyan. But as Rabbi Black writes in his beautiful English, when it comes to a ksuba, which is only a shtar rai, why is it only a shtar rai? For two reasons it's only a shtar rai. Number one, Sinai Bezin. And number two, even the Tosefta's ksuba, etc., it was a Kabbalah's Kenyan. If you recall the Rana we discussed last time, we took out the shtaras. As Sukkah Bosinian said, he says only we should work by a shtar rai, not by a shtar ki, called the shtar shesh v'chiv. We call it a shtar Kenyan. You actually create something. So the kitzer, I think Rabbi Black's phrase is, it comes to ksuba, not only is Eidim Mesira not necessary, but he's an Aloshin, Eidim Mesira has no place. Has no place. Eidim Mesira is a shtar raya. The shtar proves nothing. Zero. The shtar by itself can't prove a darn thing. You have to bring in the Eidim Mesira, no, so then the shtar's worthless as a raya. Shtar, you can't do anything with that shtar. They bring the Eidim Mesira, so they made it, what's with the shtar? So the question becomes, why in heaven's name should you require Eidim Mesira when it comes to a ksuba? So Rabbi Black, right? Yeah. But you have it here?
On the computer.
Oh, you don't have it?
No, it's on Rabbi's mom.
Okay, that's good. That's fine. It's a good place for it to be. So on a simple level, number one, Eidim Mesira shouldn't be necessary. What shouldn't achieve anything? And number two, let's take a different case. Where the ksuba has no, let's say Tosefta's ksuba with no Kabbalah's Kenyan. So these will consider to be a shtar Kenyan as far as the Tosefta's ksuba is concerned, if there was no Kabbalah's Kenyan on it. Will it work? So yes, you can see in the Rambam Kamos, a very serious question of Moshe Mishpat, will it work? In other words, who said it would work? Simen Nun Aleph Siv Zayin. A very interesting discussion. I'll read you very briefly in Choshen Mishpat. Simen Nun Aleph Siv Zayin. Shtar Shenim Sivifnei Shnei Eidim. Go Vimbo Mi Mishabdi. Who said so? Shvua. Shvua holds that kumar. Rabbi Elazar, right? We said it over in Ksuba Tzadi Dal. Okay, Rabbi Elazar. And it's over here, how do you know? Ksuba Tzadi Dal. Rabbi Elazar, Kyle and Shem Kavaseh, like Shmuel. Can't ask Rabbi Polskin. So he passes like Rabbi Elazar, not only when it comes to Gideon, but also when it comes to what? Shtaros. Now, what kind of sharas? The case we're discussing over here is a shtar which creates a shibud nechosim. Let me give you a little bit of background, Rabosai. Very important background. We paskin, again, this is very fundamental. We have at the paskin called almost all paskin, shibud is the raisa. What is shibud is the raisa? It's the machloekas, the Gemara. Is shibud is the raisa, shibud is the rabbon? What does that mean? Shibud is the raisa means that by Torah law, if I borrow money from you, all my property is under lien. Now, this is an interesting discussion as to whether, in fact, this is true or not true. Goes back to the very beginning of Siman Lamedtes. Siman Lamedtes. In Siman Lamedtes, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamavas Chaver Ve'Eden, Sif Aleph. Nikamil Vapet, Ve'Eno Govim Mishubon. Mavas Chaver B'Shtar, Vipas Achayas Tel Sofer, collects the Mishubonim, and if there are Eden, Shekonim Miyado, even if it's not written down, collect from Mishubon. Why should that be? Why should that be? That's the sugya of Shtariak Naisa, right? Which is in Bava Basra, we saw in Kufayim Beis. It's also in Subas Kufayim and Beis, the Vilna Gaon quotes. Fine. But this compromise requires explanation, Rabosai. Why should it be? Why should it be? There's a lengthy shach, very lengthy shach, in Old Space, but he says to send me passing Shibuna Daraisa. The Vilma, Peh, let's say Kolo, the Kinra Monago Litra Bishop Sena Lakuchos. In other words, by Torah law, if I borrow money from you, all the properties under lien, and if I sell my property to something else, so then the Malveh can collect it. Let's give names, okay? Natan lends me money, okay? I sell my property to Dove. So by Torah law, even if there's no Eden, if there's no Shtar, nothing can collect from Dove, because Shibud is Daraisa. Rabbanan said, Dove's going to lose unfairly. How is Dove supposed to know that my property is under lien? No one knows about this. Eden's not going to tell anybody. Oh. If there's a Shtar, but the Eidim and the Shtar, their job is to be mostly the Kol. We spoke about this a long time ago, that nowadays might be different. You have to have in the Tabu, if you recall that discussion we had with the Shura Sadin, those things that I had that I brought from the basement, from the bed, a few of those more modern Svar. So there are Shach and Achleitis. The Rib holds, and the Rambam is Shibuda Daraisa. But Tarsus seems to say, Shibuda Lab Daraisa, not so Poshit. How do we know we should follow them? We don't know. We're not so sure. So the Shach has a long pimple over here, a long discussion. Should we pass the Shibud Daraisa or Shibud Lav Daraisa? If Shibud is Lav Daraisa on both sides, then how in heaven's name can you collect if you have a Shtar? So here's the answer. If Shibud is Lav Daraisa, the Shtar is a Shtar Kenyan. Oh, now we understand. Rav Meir, Rav Elazar, we understand it. But if you hold Shibud is Daraisa on a simple level, All the shtar does, Rabosai, is create a raya, creates a kol. But midoraisa, the shiva is created not by the shtar, but what we call in our language, by the matan mos. He lends me $100. That itself creates a shivut. And therefore, you don't need a shtar. It's in effect serving as a shtar raya. Now, if it's a shtar raya, we don't understand why in heaven's name should Eid and Sira work? Shulchan Aruch writes over here, it's in the Nalaf, it's in Zion, based on Gittin Av Gimel, that in fact Eid and Sira work. How can it be? So one interpretation, when I came to Yeshiva, now we're talking about 50 years ago, exactly, this time of the year, okay, right? So, Yeshiva began, and a new Zman, our Aaron Soloveitcher was my Rebbe, Sefer Tzad Rocha. We don't get started on the base. We got to begin on the base. And so I'm telling Torah that I heard this yeshiva 50 years ago. Right across the street. That's where I read your Rabbi Aronson like this. What's pshat, Yol Shibud is Daraisa? Is the pshat that midaraisa you collect not the most, not even shtar? Rabbanan knocked off the Shibud Daraisa if there is no shtar to protect people that go for innocent victims in Lekuchos who had no way of knowing. But in the case where there is a shtar, it remains with the original Shibud Araisa. So the shtar is only a shtar raya. Or no, my Rabbi Rabban suggested. Once Chazal came along and knocked out the Shibud in the case of the Milva Malpeh, they knocked it out completely. They knocked it out by Milva, the Matan Moses is no Shibud by Milva Malpeh, the Matan Moses is no Shibud by Milva Shibashar. Oh, a new takana. Knocked out the Shibud Araisa, they reintroduced a new Shibud, a new Shibud the Shtar, and the Shtar is effectuating the actual Shibud. So the Shtar is a Shtar Kenyan. Oh, it's a Shtar Kenyan. So then maybe Eddie Vassir would work. Ad Kan Shemat Marebi Rabban, Mamash 50 years ago. So now, skip forward 50 years and look at Shulchan Aruch. We said it before. Shtar Shemnimsim Fnei Shneidim. Go Bob Mishati. That's the Gemara in Gitna Daf Gimel, which is also found in the Baba Basra. Comes to Shach and says, oh wow, whoa, 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 why should this be so? Why should this be so? Now the way the Rosh understood the riff, Halacha blows it begitin. Velo bishtaros. And the Rad holds, ain't like a blood of bishtaros. And the Rajma says, bishtaros. We don't tell Batman bishtaros. And the Raivin, and the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Tars is getting out Gimel, and Rach. And Govin and Mishabdi, Be'edi, Mishira. No pathic of laws when it comes to these kinds of sharks. Now, question is, what do you mean? If you have the laws of sharks, apply it to this kind of shtar? So my Rabbi Rabban said, maybe yes, because maybe it will treat it as a shtar Kenyan. But as a pelodic ritva, which goes against what I heard it 50 years ago from Pshuto. I can't remember Black Lord has never published in his article. I read you the words of the Ritva Kiddushin of Tess, the Ramas of Tonar Abon of the Shah. As we should really look it up in some articles, it's hard to believe. The Shah quotes, but it's so it goes against what we were always taught. Take a look. See what the Ritva says. Rivaz and Kiddushin, the Tessam and Alf. Okay, tell us the Dibra Basel. Tana Abana Bishtar. Tana Abana Bishtar. Make it bigger. Ah, that's nice and big. Okay, watch this. Watch. Chibin shtar sheni yochel is daif. Haynu Rabbi Meir. Eide chasim makarsi. What does it mean, eide chasim? You know what eide chasim really means? It's a raya, the raya shabo. So if it's yochel is daif, it's forgeable. You can scratch it off, put in something new. So the fact that they happen to be eide chasim on this piece of paper is meaningless. Because it proves nothing, you can just scratch it out and put the names on something else. The Karamlan Krebel does a begitin uvi kiddushin. As it says, Gabe get, Kosvon Yaram Mokhok al Diftra. Puzzle, the Chachamim Machshir, Yachal Zayef. Who's that? Rabbalazi, Eden Sir Karsen. Miu, here's the key. Bishar Shtaris. Now, what does it mean, Shar Shtaris? I thought, until I was brought up 50 years ago, that Shar Shtaris means Shtari Kinyan. There's a Machlekas. You pass the Kabbalah of Bishar Shtaris or not? Look what he says every time. No. Bishar Shtaris, Shehem Shtari Raya! Kaimelon Kabbi Meir, Divine Eli Chasima. Who said so? Back to Ksubis. Dafka Ab Chasma of a Megil to Lo, the Mamashkla Inish Lo Mai, the Kosta of Lomai the boy, Utnan, Hotel of Ksav Yodo, the Alma Bechasma Lo Mahani. Meaning, what does that mean? Let's open up. We have to thank all the episodes. Let's see what's the Ritva driving at. What's bothering me about the Ritva? The Shach quotes the Ritva verbatim. What bothers me, I thought by Shtari Raya, it's not appropriate to say we paskin this way or we paskin that way. I mean, Kaiman coming there. And Balaz is Fries? My Rabbi taught us, the Rav said the same thing, that Rabbi Balaz doesn't agree when it comes to Shtari Raya. How can there be a Shtari Raya if there's no inside on it? Ain't it Messira? That's nothing. So the Ritva is trying to prove his point by quoting the Gemara on that Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. Let's take a look. Talking about Kiyam Shtaris, how do you do it? Mar says about 10 lines on Amar Abaye. Lichtov Chasimus Yodei Achaspa V'shor Lebe Beidina U'marazik Lebe Beidina. They'll have it on their file that I sign my name on a chaspa, a shard, and therefore Bez will have it. Rashi says so to Bam and narrow lines. Lichtov Zeh Hashnisha B'chayim Chasimus Yodei Achaspa V'shor Lebe Beidina V'yitlu Adayona V'yakifua Eto Chasimus Yodei Shemishtar. Says the Gemara, why should you say that? Oh, guilt alone. The mamashkla inish lo maile because of Yiluya my boy. A guy will see my, if I give Bezin a piece of paper which has my signature on it, someone right on top of it, I owe you $1 million. Hey! Be in trouble. Because Gemara says, it's not, hold up, Ksav Yodah Shukhayav Lo, Gobim and Chos, B'nei Chorin. Rashi, because of the Mala, the first wide line, B'nei Chasim, Yichtel Zeh, Shachos, and Lovim, B'nei Mona, because of Kach, and Yiploni, Achos, and Lamat, Levisi, B'nei Yiploni, B'nei Chos, and B'nei Gorin, B'nei Shav Yilo, lest they call it, Dov, Hashem, Osir, B'yedin. So what, so it's on a Chaspa. So what's the Ritva trying to prove? Watch. The Alma b'chasva lo mahani midi. Wait, the guy will find the chasva too. The guy's going to work with a chasva, and he'll say, I owe you $1 million, and my signature is on it. It's worthless. Why is it worthless, Rabbi Osai? Is it in effect? In effect, has no Eda Chasima. I mean, the guy's savya is like a sort of Eda Chasima. Rabbi Osai, the Torah is the cause of the same decreases. Machlokas of Meir and Rabbi Elazar, what does it mean? What's the Shaila? Because a get has both. A get, Rabbi Osai, listen carefully. A get could mean the person, the husband, writes it. Or could also mean, no, he appoints someone else to write it and to let him sign it. So what's the key? What does the custom really mean? Does the custom mean Eide Chasima? They sign his behalf. Or does it mean Eidei Mesira? He writes it himself and it's given over in front of two Eidim. So it's unclear what the Kosev means. But the Kosev is a machlokas where a get creates something. Shtar, Raya, Zagornish. So what do you mean, Kaimel Kabi Meir? I'm asking you. And according to Rabbi Elazar, you can't write down something on a chaspa and give it to the Bezdin? Taisa talks about it a little bit. Take a look at the Taisa over here. Chof, Aleph, Amen, Aleph. Says that he ran a piece of paper, Alacheris, Sadi Bechuralach, goes according to Rabbi Elazar, Eidim Esirah Karsi. Rabbi Meir came to the Chasimah Karsi, Lo Mahani Al Dovish Rabbi Elazar. Correct. I agree that Rabbi Elazar holds that a Shtar Kinyan is going to work, Rabbi Osai, in a situation of Yachal Lezayat, be it again, be it a Shtar Mecher, but it proves nothing. If one of the parties denies it, you can't prove from the Chasva. It says over there in Gittin Chafal. What does it say? Lo Hekshav Loz, Ela Bishgit, Ava Bishtaras Lo, Hoki Perusho, Ela Begitin the Kamasayu, Dain Ishtaras Sheinam de Lariah, but also Sheinam also Liknos Voisha, Vesode, Ken Gittin, Shasun of Yishav, we call this Ashtar Kinyan, Ava Shtar Raya Lo. When it comes to Shtar Raya, not the Pshat, we pass the Gamayim against Rabbi Loza. Rabbi Loza never said a word. That's enough for the Gemara they're quoting over here. Now, take a look at the Gemara, because if you don't see it, we won't, you know, maybe someone disagrees. It's a machlokas in the Gemara. Rabbi said, watch this. Let's look at the Gemara at Tosfos quotes. What happened? Oh, we're nice and slow. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Everyone agree with this? He's a lecturer about it. Tosfos quotes the Gemara. Chav Beis, Amud Aleph. Watch this. Start on Amud Aleph. Chav Machshirin. What does it say? That's the Mishnah the previous app. It's a Yochel is that. Who's that? Amud, that's very careful of you. Amud Rabbi Lazar. This is a Rabbi Lazar and Amora, not Rabbi Lazar the Tana. It's a little tricky, I know, it's a little tricky. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar. It sounds funny, no? One has Rebbe, one is with a Reb, the Tana. But Adam and Siri Kars. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Here. Well, here's Rabbi Lazar, the beginning. I'm a Bashar Shtaris Low. Ah, but here's the problem. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. I feel the Shtaris. He had a major problem on our hands. If Shtaris, if Tosis says that Shtaris means Shtare Raya, not Shtare Kinyan, how can Rabbi Yochanan disagree and say that Rabbi Lazar is Machshir and Shtaris? That's what the Ritva says. Maybe it's my Rebbe said wasn't really the case. Maybe you don't pass like Rabbi, Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan within Rabbi Lazar's sheet. This is something we have to take up a little bit later, not discuss it today, but for the moment, go back to the Shach. So the Shach says, closest Ritva in your sword, Im Kain, Kain, the Kolhani Ravos of Svirlu, then go up in Bishabdi, made him a Sira. Nay, the Sharabusa, two of these Svirlu go up in Bishabdi, Yochalam Bokzalam, Kimli, Kanech Ravos of Damar, the Torah, what's Kimli mean? So Machlokas, Gedoli, Rishonim. I'm the Bokzak, I'm holding the money. You want to take my money? Dove. Dove has the money. He has property. Nothing comes. Hey, the Rebbe borrowed $100 and you bought his property. Give me. Dove says, Kimli. I want to pass like these great Rishonim who say you cannot collect from Mishabadim with a star with Eidei Mesir. Oh, keep this in mind. So now, I want to discuss with you halacha lemaisa. Do you need any mesira by a ksuba? Does it work? Does it need it? That's where my blacks hold on. Can we email it to the chevra? Oh, yeah. So everyone has it right in English. You saw it. It's brilliant. He says no one ever did it until the briskers did it. And Rav Aaron Kotler and his shver Yisrael did it. Now, but Yashiv said he doesn't even see why he should need it. Since Mrs. Amr did it, he does it also. A new thing. Who testifies that they never did it? Chaim Pinevsky, Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Vosner, and Rabbi Yosh. Never happened. Never did it. That's a new style. So perhaps we should discuss. Let's wait until tomorrow. There's a few more people here. We'll discuss a little bit more in the lumpness of whether it makes any sense at all to require any receipt. Let's discuss the following question. Where should the ksuba be kept? Who holds on to the ksuba? I'm going to ask a question. The husband or the wife? Who holds on to it? Obviously the wife. He gave it to her. The Yerushalayim, they never kept the ksuba in the marital abode. Because the husband snatched it at any second. He said, it's gone. She has no confidence in the marriage. Who kept it? The mother. And as the mother passed away 50 years later, the oldest daughter. And the ksuba was always held by a female relative of the wife.
Still?
Forever.
Nowadays we also
do. I don't know what goes on in Yerushalayim nowadays. He's recording Minig Yerushalayim. Minig Yerushalayim. That was Minig Yerushalayim. However, Minig America, it's in the house. Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, yeah.
Could that be a possible reason why people display it?
Oh, I want to talk about that too. Forget the display. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva.
Because it's hard to like lose a ksuba if it's like in a frame, like on your wall.
It's true. I once had a case of a get, a sad case. And it was already, the marriage was already dead. But you know, we wanted to see the ksuba. It was a frame, ksuba in a glass, you know, covered with glass. They tried to get out, the glass broke. Then he started to cry. Every get was bad for more or less than most. The guy was, you know, a real macho guy. But the ksuba, when it broke, he said, oh, yeah, because his life is broken, he brought back his old memories. You know, it was sort of a dramatic moment. Yeah, sad. Anyway, Rav Moshe's Shuvas.
Do you rebuff the get? What do you do when
you hold the ksuba? Yeah, take it away. Watch this. So, uvedvar, everyone watching, look inside. The ezem mokum tzor liyos haksuba. And that ksuba roish at the tell Isha. The mokum shemab zeches chafotzeh, which keeps her private papers. Kevin shu shtar al habal. His amazing remission. V'mamino la habal. If she trusts her husband, she yachsi avuro. V'yitin lo kozman shet tabakash vimenu. Av she is damish, she is star for this guy from Shem Rivas Chas V'Shalom. Here's what's going on, Moshe, the tzadik is on. If she trusts her husband so much, if they get divorced, he's still going to give her back the piece of paper. I don't know any such person in the world. If they get divorced, he's still going to be a tzaddik and give back the paper. If, you call out for that, so give it to him. If you think he's such a tzaddik to give it to you, even if he's divorcing you, then you can give it to him. If you think you can give it, he's not going to divorce you ever, then you can't give it to him. Strange. I hold the best thing if it's in the house is the husband should have no idea where it is.
Yeah.
I have no clue about ksubas. It's in somewhere. All right, put away somewhere, some window papers. Now, of course, I started rummaging through the whole house. I might be able to find it. Maybe. So maybe you should, that's why you're trying to keep it out of the house. But I really do not know where it is. What about hanging up the ksuba? Do you think the more charedi you are, the more you'll be opposed? That's a natural inclination, right? Niamisis. No, wrong. There's a sefer called the Oz Nibru, where Benjamin Zilva, sefer Tzadik Lerochas, this was recently. He was from Bnei Brak originally, in Beitar. A real, you know, chazanishnik all the way. Minig yofa the tlos alakir. It's a good idea to hang it up on the wall to remind of the Yom Kippur of the day of the chuppah. They should live a life of tznius and kedusha. And, as others say, it reminds them of his obligation towards her. And then he passes by, he sees, yeah, he's going to work for her, and he's going to support her, and feed her, and cherish her. Hey, I'll say, it's under the husband's thumb, you could take it. Well, she could also take it. What was it called? The game we played when I was a little kid? Snatched the flag or snatched the something. Who snatched it? Whatever it is, something snatched it. Who was going to snatch it first? Some kind of game with little children. I forgot already. So, who's going to snatch it first? Whatever it is. Rav Moshe would say, probably shouldn't hang it up. Because then, of course, it's not among our private papers. It's hanging up on the wall. So those who do, those who don't. And there is a basis for it, even among the, we'll call it the Haredi poskim, who say it's okay.
Yeah, I know someone who hung up their ksuba, and also they hung up the prenup right next to it.
Hung up a prenup? A little bit much, okay. I'm not going to say that. I can't complain. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I mean, is there a reason to like put it like in the wife's like closet versus
she has her own private safe. Yeah.
But they hang it up.
Hang it up in her private place?
Yeah.
He can just take it away. If he knows where it is, he can take it. Right. Again, in theory, the minhag Yerushalayim is the best. Yeah, the mamash has no access to it. You need rubbish in the house. It's not there. It's in the mother-in-law's house. not going to go there. And if it's the next thing, it seems to be that they give it to her mother in their own private papers, where he doesn't know where it is. I can rubbish with the house, but you know, not so easy. Next best thing is to hang it up on the wall. To give it to him, I wouldn't give it to him. Rabbi Shimon's a tzaddik tumim, he thinks the husband would be like that kind of a guy. I don't know.
But it sounds like he's making a chiluk between somebody who's like, she believes he's going to pay, or somebody who she thinks won't give, like, they won't.
Correct. She thinks that no matter how bad the relationship is, he's never going to withhold a piece of paper which belongs to her. I don't know what is this person.
Everywhere.
You have people who are so like model, like with their money, like in their business, they want to pay back right away, they don't want to have any debts, but they're not necessarily great people.
I've seen too much. Unfortunately, divorce brings out the worst of people. Even the person is normally a great guy, comes to this, not so sad. That's just a sad reality. Ramesh, Tzadi, could believe me, he was like you. Anyway, let's say there is a Kenyan suitor. So we mentioned this. Yeah.
Sorry, when the mother-in-law has it, what happens when the mother-in-law like leaves the country or something?
Doesn't matter. She has access to it. She doesn't get it today. It's out of his hands.
It doesn't need to be.
No. She has access to it. Okay. Rabosai, let's get to a little Evan or Ezerdik. And we've been a little bit too much of Choshen Mishpat. But you know, that's just the way it is. But in Evan or Ezer, we learned a very famous halacha that she has to have confidence in the marriage, snichas das, and therefore there has to be a written document to attest the fact that he owes her the money. The Hikuk Suba, the Tosefus Suba. So the Shulchan Aruch writes over here in Simon Samach Vav Sif Aleph, who has you all have either Oz Vahadar or you have a computer. Everybody in this room has one or the other. Okay, so look it up. Simon Samach Vav Sif Aleph. What does it say? Evan, the Oz Vahadar should have that. Amish for Amalek. You have it on your computer. Everyone has it. Okay. So what does it say over here? You have to either have a shtar ksuba. Okay. Sarah, I'm skipping to this about the sixth line. Sarah, she yichtav lo shtar al atzma b'dmei ksuba. You call the chosim b'shubadu lo. Oh! She yidav al avedim v'yichtav miyado shuchayv lo mono masayim. Get an impression, Adam is enough. Rabo says no. Hey, this for Adam Rakmish has a track. We actually have a plan of the turtle of Koshkan Shemu to all the Khatila. That's the Rabo. The Machabe says, following the Ramba, has a mission to push a trap. Adam is enough forever. So we had the Kashu, we mentioned Kashu last week. The Machabe passes that way. Why is he passing the Siv Gimel? The Ksuba gets lost, they're a new one. Why? There are Adam there. Answer is Rabosai. When there's a shtar, she relies on the shtar and not on the eidim. Gets lost, it's lost. It's lost. Another example is given, Rabosai. We saw a very, very important yisod. This Tosus quotes it on Daf Nun Hey Amud Aleph, I believe it is. Take a look. Tosus, we saw it. We've been here twice before, at least. The bottom Tosus. What does it say? He didn't say Ksomo, but Ksomo came in the Kodimene, Lozono, look at me. Why? His Tan, Kinyan, the Ksiva, Ome. But we're bashing up men. So if there's a Kalipin which is picked up, anyone who sees it has a right to sign a Shtaivin against the will of the person to pick up the handkerchief. That's what it means. Says the Truma Sadeshan. What happened? The document is written Bipsul. It was a Ksomo Lashtar. No. Why? Because they were relying on that shtar, and that shtar turned out to be puzzled. And the Meiri writes that way. And take a look if you can find it in the Meiri quickly. See if you can find the Meiri. Lucia Meiri, where's the face of the Meiri? So Ksuba gets lost, right? That's Ksuba the Irkasa. Watch this. Hold Pasakna Shakala Perkas Lipslim Masan Manaman. Bilasa Bilas Nus. La Madna Shakal Shibda Ksubasa. Asla Shosa Fila Shahakas at Shikhtala. Apple P. Shaksuba's Masayan tonight, Bezanu. Look what he says. Davka Mishlo Kosav Klal, of a Mokum Shen Kosin, Avakosha Kosav, El Shapiches La, or Shakosav La Shlema Venevda, Bilas and Bilas Nus, unbelievable. If you live in a place where no one writes a tzuba, then it's okay. But if you write a tzuba and you lose it, it's worse. Same thing over here. You have Eidim, it's okay. Sifalot. But you have a shtar and you lose it, it's worse. It's worse. You write hundreds of tzuba, it's worse. So here on both sides, it's fascinating. There's a Ran. I don't know. Did we discuss this right now? I don't remember if we discussed this right now. I can't remember anymore. I'm not seeing any Rans on this page. I guess maybe it was on the previous page. Maybe I didn't put it on the map of Gomes. Take a look at the Ran if you don't mind. The Ran is on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. In the old, take a look together. Lamed Gimel Amud Beis in the old, and it's on Sadi Ches, approximately in the new. Yes, Gavali Gakash. There's a Gemara which we'll be discussing at some length, a famous Gemara, world famous Gemara. Ein Adam Osa Biloso Bilasus. Person doesn't want to be involved in znus. The average person is a moral person. They're interested in being involved in znus. Okay? What happens? He marries his wife. Not znus, it's his wife. But he makes it conditional. Keep one hand here. Do me a favor. Keep one hand here in the ran. Keep one hand in, if you don't mind, in the ran. No, we can see it in the Ran. Don't have to bother making any hands. Take a look. The Ran's in Itmar. See the Ran, big bold letters, Itmar? It's on page Sadi Zayin, or Lamed Gimel, if I'm not mistaken. Itmar. Kidshal Tnai. Right? What does that mean? Kidshal Tnai. Shmame Achud Achud Tnoi. The Rif says, why? Well, discussion. Shmame Achud Tnoi. But another child is, and Adam also bilas of bilas nus, is marrying her all over again. All over again. Freck, take a look at Rashi. Keep, we have Rashi here too. Here it is. Look at, you have, it's page Tzadi Zayin, Rashi on the Rif. Elam Rabbi Machlokus, etc. Go. Kinshal Tnai, Begirshim, and Ayerisim, Vachazel Kinshastam. He am a rab tzricha get, the isha acher is namya, u'shem kiddush and boal, v'lekel ha-meimer ha-tznaik ha-sonuch, u'shmuel sovar, o'goli daide me'kora, the efshi b'isha nadronis, v'al tznaik kein, chozar v'kidsho. So when he remarried her, it's only with the condition that what? That she has no nadar. He's marrying her anyway. Yes, marrying her. He is marrying her. But is there a ksuba? Nothing doing. No ksuba. Take a look on that. I am Gimel and Alf in our Rashi. In Shas Babli. Keep one hand in the right. And one hand in Shas Babli. I am Gimel and Alf. Okay. The Gemara says at the top of the page, at the time of the Rav, which ain't Adam also belongs to Bilas Nus. So Rashi, then you get the Kasava ain't Adam also belongs to Bilas Nus. Ubalash and Kedushin. I feel the Yimsel and the Dorim. Aval Yimamona Pitsunoi Koi. Shim Yimsel and the Dorim. Taste Ebelo Ksuba. Fret the Ran. It's Vita Bilas Nus. What did he accomplish by marrying her? If he wouldn't be married, he's single, she's single, it's Bilas Nus. Now that he's married, it's still a Bilas Nus, it's no Ksuba. It's the Ran's cash. Oh, that bombshell cash. Watch this. Here's the rat. Please look inside. Look inside the rat. Here's the rat. explanatory? It's somewhere. It's on an R print. It's page Tzadik S, column 1. Trying to find the right spot. I saw it in my print. You know, now I'm trying to read. Earlier, page Tzadi Vav. Page Tzadi Vav. In our print, that's column 2, second paragraph. In the old print, it's after the word Garcina and before the word Itmar. They only have two big things, about halfway between them. Let's read together. Vichitema. Hechi maskin at the time of the Rav Shemayn al-Sonos Nus. Vokeva de luxuba kadi vilas nusi. Kuna minuni ne el perk afalpi. Right, there's no ksubas bilas nus. Yesh lomar, tochalav dafka bilas nus. Ela lomar, shein adam osa bekavanoso bilaso bilas nus. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? What do the words mean? So, Rebbe Chaim is bothered by this. What do you mean? And other also the kavanos of bilas of bilasnos. What do those words mean? It's unintelligible. So I see on the side they changed the text. Ilav isa bilasnos pnuya. They changed the word around. You change the word, it's always easy. But in our text, what's going on? This Rabbi Chana says he means what the Rashba says. What the Rashba? Let's take a look at the Rashba and see what he says. The best quotes it on the same daf. That puts up my becomes. Yes! It's here. The last line. She's the best Ein Gibel. Towards the bottom. So Baruch Hashem, I didn't forget everything. She took the Kubetzes. Where? Watch this. Umiyat Shmiyali. That's where the Mamma comes again. Kema de Luxuba, Mahoa Zeba Takanoso. If you ate that in the Dorim, your dad, she could take the Luxuba, Nasi Bilosa Bilas Nus, Koshi Bilosa Bisnus, Af Bilos Nosnus. If it's this for her, it's this for him. Call a purpose if it's not Amok song tonight bottle. Bisla, the cave and Amal Eslach Alamon, and Lord Sanko Dato, Pavle Bilos and Bilos Nus anyway. Amal Mishu Lord Sanko Dato, Pavle Bilos and Bilos Nus. Alpha P, Shame, Believe, and Garsha. That's the wrong. If he loses Xuba, Osno Shosu, even Shoachas, Lord Sanko Dato, the Eish Lomer. He's assuming Rabbi Chonan in Xubas, Simon Reishman Gimel, that the Raj means what the Rajma says. Let's see the words. The Shani Hassam. She yodea bo, she ain't data so meches. Ve'enanim seras lo'ala kezoina. Ooh, that's a bad word. The came and she came. Afubishas bia yodea she'osa bilos bila pagumum. He knows that she's not trusting him. It's all like an illicit kind of relationship. Avokan. Adarabba. She hissed the imam, the kibla latzah. ain nadarim. Mirchshev kachashim she'ain ol nadarim. V'datal v'yas mitzvah. If the man marries a woman, one thing I don't like is people who have nadar. Honey, don't worry about it. So he makes a condition, I marry him. No. He's assuming that she's telling the truth. So he has no answer, b'yas mitzvah. And she double-crossed him, in a sense. But he didn't know. Okay? He thinks that the b'yas mitzvah. He'll go, af hu miskaiva the b'yas mitzvah. Okay? He doesn't want a b'yas pnuya, that he doesn't want. If that's what the Ran maybe means as well. Let's read the words of the Ran again. Can it fit into the words over here? What does he say? Look what he says. Hayne bebo aleh aliyacha shekintza b'lo ksuba. Avo zeh. Yesh lomar. Dehok alav davka b'leznus. Ala lomar she'enon amosu b'miz kavanah su b'losu b'leznus. What do I mean? It all depends on your kavana. Here the kavana is he knows she doesn't trust her, she doesn't trust him unless it's 200 zuz. It's an illicit in his mind. Here, he's a tzaddik, just can't stand the dharm. The dharma taka no good. He's assuming that in point the fact that she has no dharm. She has no dharm. Comes out of it unbelievable. If they both think the ksuba is kosher and they're making a mistake, and she has no ksuba, it's puzzle, it's not a bias nus b'shoke. Not BS Nus at all. People love this. It's only BS Nus if you know that she doesn't trust you. But if you think that it's a good ksuba, she thinks it's a good ksuba, and if you ask some big person to say it's not a good ksuba, who cares? This is the case in which Rav said the ksuba is objectively puzzle, neither of them knows about it. It's not called BS Nus. What about the other way around? The ksuba is kosher, but she doesn't think so. Pasha, this is a BS Nus. Take a look at the Rashi on Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. Give a look. Nun Zayin Amad Aleph. That's our case. Look at the Rashi. Top Rashi. So did Rav Meir. Yom Eliel call a purpose of Psalmi Mosan of Afil B'tznoh V'atznai Batul Korolei B'yilas Nus. We should blow some Chadaita. The Tznai is Batul. She's entitled to 200 Zuz. It doesn't make a difference. It's still considered to be a problem. Take a look here in Tarsus, Rav Osai. Tosis, Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. Same thing again. Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. Mani Rav Meiri. What does Tosis say? Mani Rav Meiri. Afa pi diik ala promos hafil b'tznoi almot sovi b'tznoi botol. V'yisla. V'keba di omar lesla. He tells us she's not entitled to it. Lo som chodayta v'bilosi b'lasus. Even she's entitled to the entire payment of 200 zuz. How do you like that? Bilas nus. Does it really mean dafka? What's the lashon of the Gemara? What's the lashon of the Gemara? On daf nun zayin amud aleph. But more in Bava Kama Pei Tes, I told you before. What does it say over here? Chacham says, Masha Adam as ishto shtayim v'shol shonim below ksum. That's what we have. Yeah. And in Bava Kama it says, doesn't say, also, listen carefully to the words, the deal. We'll end the shiur with this. Last point for today. Doesn't say, also, lishos im ishto, b'liksuva. That's also lahashos es ishto. It's a strange phrase. Strange phrase. It sounds like iser obed odom lachavero. I have no right to have a physical relationship with my wife. She has no confidence in the marriage. That makes the bilasness. And I am in violation to give her a chance to have a proper bia in a marital setting. The comes out, Rabbi Osai, there's no iser on her. It's only an iser on him. That's what it says. That's what it says. Also, la hashos is ishto b'lo ksuba. Chacham says, masha is ishto b'lo ksuba. We say, no. What kind of lashon? Masha es. La hashos es. Im. No. It's an iser on the man. Fascinating possibility. An iser on the man. Yeah?
How does the logic work that way?
He is not given an opportunity to have a bia, which is a proper marital bia, which is confidence in the marriage. She can't dump her.
But she's accepting that. She's still under the same situation as he is. She's just
accepting it.
No, I understand. But the nature of the Isser of Chazal is don't exploit a woman.
But
she thinks she's being exploited, doesn't matter. All the people who sell themselves for $2 and after also think they're doing a good thing. But they're being exploited. Right? So he's exploiting her. Because in her mind, she's not confident in getting the ksuba and having a physical relationship. It's not an Easter on her. It's an Easter on him. It's interesting. A Rashi writes in ksubas. A cheresh is no ksuba. Rak ben das liba nokva v'omeres l'macho megarsha. Fishakala. V'osa bilaso bilas nus. Yes. He is the one who makes this Easter. He, the man. The woman is not in violation. The man is in violation. But nonetheless, obviously the violation takes to the tango. It's a result of not treating her properly. There's more to say, even on this very topic, but tomorrow, this is a brief review. We're going to first go back and revisit Eidim and Sira, show the various problems, etc., etc. Then we'll talk about the Gemara from Zion, if the Ksuba gets lost. And the text of a Ksuba, the Irchasa. You never gave it out. And then tomorrow, I'll give you a text of a Ksuba, the Irchasa. Fascinating. I told you a story, I had to write it up longhand, 2 in the morning. Well, now I got smarter. Now I have to sit on the computer. If you have to do it, I can do it in 1 second. In 1 second. And after we finish that, we'll discuss various cases of problematic marriages that you have to actually remarry. Remarry with a new Ksuba, with a new chuppah, with a new bracha. There are many such cases, probably tshuva, they were married by reform, all kinds of things that just come up in real life. So we'll stop here. Again, I'm sorry for keeping you a little late. I came that much more late. I'm sorry, this beyond my control. Hopefully from now on, we're settling down. Shear's regular time, straight through. Believe that. Now let's discuss it. We have shear this whole week. And next week, it's already slichas, right? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Wednesday, I don't say shir. It's Erev Rosh Hashanah. Tuesday is some kind of special program. I don't know, I'm speaking at 10 o'clock at the moment. Doesn't mean we're still going to make the shir. Okay? Okay? Then we'll be done for the whole week of service to my children. So I want to cover ground on both sides. We're going to start with the Shem, in case you want to start ahead. The new Rav Kolos will be on that Mem, Zion, and Aleph. Starting Toner Abonah, the last three narrow lines. That's where we begin. It's an exit from the mission on the previous Amud. I believe that it will spend a lot of time here grounded in the Daf Gemara. I'm sorry for floating around. Just wanted to get the introduction of the Shtag Suba done before we start the actual push through the Gemara themselves. Good? Okay.